BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Zelensky has revealed a draft deal to end the war in Ukraine that's been negotiated with the US and is currently being reviewed by Moscow. The 20-point document includes security guarantees for Ukraine from the US, NATO and Europe. But Mr. Zelensky says the question as to who would keep what territory is still unresolved. Samira Hossein is in Kyiv.
President Zelensky has signaled a willingness to create a demilitarized zone monitored by peacekeepers. Ukraine says it is also open to discussing a free economic zone in Donetsk. But that comes with several caveats, including a full withdrawal by Ukraine and Russia. Territorial concessions have always been a major roadblock in peace talks. Although Ukraine and its allies are sounding upbeat, Russia has yet to respond. In the past, Moscow has never given any indication it would settle for anything less than full control of the region.
Russian attacks on Ukraine have continued, with strikes hitting a thermal power plant near the city of Kharkiv. One person has been killed and 13 injured, with public transport disrupted. Ukraine's military said it had struck a factory in Russia's Tula region that produced components for explosives, as well as a marine drone storage unit in Russian-occupied Crimea. Moscow claims it's captured a village in Ukraine's eastern Zaporizhia region. European Union countries have condemned a decision by the US to impose visa bans on the former EU commissioner Thierry Breton and four others involved in regulating tech companies. Here's Sebastian Usher.
The French President Emmanuel Macron has launched a blistering attack on the visa ban. He said the measures amount to intimidation and coercion aimed at undermining European digital sovereignty. The Trump administration has targeted EU digital rules since coming into power, essentially claiming that they enforce censorship and restrict freedom of expression. It's a stance that's supported by the big tech companies themselves, but European officials say that such rules are needed to combat hate speech and disinformation.
The authorities in Ghana say they have arrested nearly 50 people suspected of cybercrime. The arrest took place in a joint operation carried out by the country's cybersecurity agency and the police. As Makoachi Okafor reports, cybercrime is growing across Africa.
The Minister for Communications, Sam George, said 46 men and 2 women have been arrested. The detained suspects are believed to be Nigerian nationals. Officials say suspects are linked to crimes, including romance scams, online investment fraud and impersonation. Laptops and mobile phones were recovered. The arrests come just days after 32 other suspects, also believed to be Nigerian nationals, were detained in a similar operation.
World News from the BBC. Officials in Pakistan say the long-delayed privatisation of the country's national carrier, PIA, is going ahead. The airline is being sold to a consortium of private investors for more than $480 million. An advisor to the Prime Minister said cabinet approval for the deal was expected within days. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has left prison to have a hernia operation at a private clinic. Mr. Bolsonaro, who's serving a 27-year sentence for plotting a coup, will undergo tests before the surgery on Christmas Day. The Supreme Court permitted him to leave prison when experts said the operation was medically necessary. It's day 4 of the Men's Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Morocco. In Group E, Burkina Faso have beaten Equatorial Guinea 2-1. Two former champions, Algeria and Sudan, are about to meet in Rabat. Full Christmas celebrations are being held in Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank for the first time since the war in Gaza began. Emir Nader sent this report as the event was getting underway.
This time last year, the feeling here was somber. Yet now, at the site where Christians believe Jesus was born, we can see lights and decorations strung up and a huge, maybe 50-foot Christmas tree, in front of which local Palestinian families, Christian and Muslim, have been posing for selfies. Today, there'll be a parade of scouts, marching bands and carol singing. These celebrations are welcome relief for a city largely dependent on religious visitors, with businesses having suffered over the past 2 years. In their Christmas message, the patriarchs and heads of churches in Jerusalem acknowledge that despite the declared ceasefire in Gaza, hundreds continue to be killed and injured there, and they called on Christians and people of goodwill to persevere in praying for a true and just peace.
BBC News.